This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We're going to be talking about summer programs at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec. And I'm so happy to have with me the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, Sarah Gilmore. And Sarah, so good to have you back.
As always, it's great to be back and letting folks know what we're up to.
Absolutely.
Over there in Tecumseh.
You have lots going on, and it's amazing. It's like, it seems like we just talked about spring programs, and now,
yes,
you know, here it comes that we're getting ready for summer, which is not a bad thing. So let's get right to it and talk about all the great programs that you're going to be having for the summer at Tecumseh Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I've been with the department for a while, and I think this is one of our busiest summers that we've scheduled in my time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Holy cow, here we go.
Yeah. All right.
To start us off, on Friday, June 5th, we're going to do a summer kickoff. And our staff is saying, you know, school's out and fun is in.
That's
so
right, yeah.
we're gonna get summer started with this one, and we'll have lots of different activities and games. This is kind of more like a lock-in style program where,
okay,
parents will drop off kiddos, and we'll keep them going. We'll keep them running for those 3 hours. This will, again, it'll be June 5th. From 2 to 5 p.m., so it'll be an afternoon program. This one's best for ages 7 through 12. Pre-registration is required so that we know how much materials to get and snacks and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We will probably be playing water games, so keep that in mind when you're signing up for this one, that you may want to send your kiddo with a change of clothes or their bathing suit, something,
yeah,
so that they can fully participate and really get summer started.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
So again, pre-registration is required for that one. It's $25 for non-residents, $20 for city residents, and $10 per additional child. And to register, you can certainly stop in the A.J. Smith Rec Center in Tecumseh. You can call us at 423-5602. And you can also register online at Tecumseh Parks and Rec. recdesk.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So, summer kickoff.
That's right. Good way to start things off there.
Yeah. Something new this summer that we're going to try. We're going to do a high school sand volleyball league.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Volleyball has been growing in popularity in this area. I mean, gosh, you know, they're going to add boys volleyball, I think, to MHSAA sports. So,
yeah.
Such a fun game. And so we thought, well, gosh, maybe high schoolers will come down and play sand volleyball. That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, sure will.
So we're going to do a shorter league so that it's a little bit less of a commitment for them, and that'll be on Mondays at Tecumseh Park, June 8th through the 29th, and they'll get two games a night. First games are at 6 p.m., so if they're working a job, they can hopefully get there in time and play. And we'll do 3 weeks of league play and then a tournament on week four. So, and the price is $100 a team, but you can carry up to 8 people. So trying to keep it really reasonable on the cost, and hopefully you do not have to be you don't have to go to Tecumseh, excuse me, to be a part of this league. You know, if you've got friends that go to Madison or Adrian or Blissfield, get register.
Like, absolutely.
Get your friends together and,
yeah,
and come down and play. So you can be going into ninth grade or have just graduated. So we're trying to try and catch a lot of those age groups. So high school sand volleyball league in Tecumseh.
Great.
Yeah.
I like it.
We're really excited,
yeah,
for that one. And of course, our adult sand volleyball league is back. Gosh, we've been running that for the last, gosh, 7-8 years or so.
Yeah.
It's been going a long time, which,
yeah,
is great. And we always have a really great response to it. So that'll stay on Wednesday nights. That's our adult sand volleyball league. And for this one, you do have to be 18 or older. You,
mm-hmm,
need to be out of high school for this one.
Okay.
But that'll start June 10th and go through July 29th. So just about 2 months or so.
Yeah.
Again, this one, you always get two games per night. It's co-ed. And we'll do 7 weeks of league play with a tournament on week 8. And we're hoping that our weather stays good on Wednesdays. It can,
yeah,
rain on Thursdays, I guess, but as long as we get good weather.
Yeah.
And again, you can carry up to, I believe, 8 on your roster for that one. We'll have a max of 8 teams. We do have 2 courts at Tecumseh Park, so we usually have both courts going on that night, and everybody gets 2 games. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, get some friends together. And that's for the team, it's $160. But again, you can carry up to 8 people. And if you would like more details on that one, of course, give us a call, 423 5602. You can also check it out on our website, right? TecumsehParksAndRec.RecDesk.com.
Okay.
Any questions? You know how to contact us.
Yeah. Yep, feel free.
We can fill you in.
Yep.
So those are kind of some of our sports things that we're doing, at least in the first part. We're also going to offer a cheese tasting.
Ooh.
We are all very excited about that, about this one. I hope other people will be too. But we're going to offer a cheese tasting, focusing more on like your a sensory experience. So let your senses be your guide on this one.
Yeah.
We'll kind of taste, feel, touch, smell even, right? Those flavors, those scents, and the textures of a lot of different cheeses. And that's going to be Thursday, June 11th. And that'll be at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. We will be getting all of our product from the Boulevard Market, such a fantastic shop downtown Tecumseh.
Mm-hmm.
If you are a cheese lover and have not been there,
be there.
Yes.
Get there, yes.
Yes. Either come on over to this cheese tasting or get down to the Boulevard Market and sample some of the wonderful cheeses that they have there. This is going to be a pre-registration program, of course, to make sure we have plenty of cheese.
Sure.
And that, again, will be June 11th from 6 to 7 p.m. at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. There will be a cost to that, again, to cover our materials, and that's going to be $25 for non-residents or $20 for city residents.
Still, be able to go in and sample cheeses like that and learn about some of the different cheeses you may not have experienced before.
Yeah.
That's well worth it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And again, since we're sourcing those locally, you've found your favorite fromage now. You can go down to the Boulevard Market and pick up your other favorites, or kind of know, like, all right, I think I like this style of cheese. And you can start experimenting and finding all the different varieties.
Very cool. Very cool. I like that idea. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We're excited about that. Shifting gears slightly, mm-hmm. we're also offering a kids hydro painting program. So this one is as messy as it sounds.
That's what I thought.
And so the process for this is you add spray paint into the water, and then the kids will take their canvas and like dip it in the water and kind of swish it around to create very much so this very unique, one-of-a-kind, you know, you can't replicate that pattern.
Yeah.
But yes, it is messy. Please send your kiddos in clothes you don't mind getting wet or paint. Or don't mind those coming back into your car. Maybe a change of clothes might be a good thing to send.
Yeah, that
or,
might be a good idea.
Or a beach towel to sit on.
Yes, yes, yeah.
But this one, wow. Just the way the paint on the canvas kind of moves and has different movement to it, it's really cool. It's really interesting. I think the kiddos are going to love it. And this is best for ages 7 through 12. The hydro painting, like I said, will be Tuesday, June 16th. Best for ages 7 to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-registration required, please, so that we make sure we've got enough canvas and spray paint and buckets and all that good stuff.
Yes, yes.
And this one will be from 6 to about 7:30 or so.
Okay.
Again, at the A.J. Smith Rec Center. And the cost for that's $25 non-resident, $20 city resident. And for those adults, they're like, oh, I want to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
You certainly can.
Oh.
So we're going to offer an adult hydro painting on Tuesday, June 30th.
Oh, wow.
So kiddos will be on the 16th. And then adults, you have the opportunity to experiment and, you know, get a little messy yourself on Tuesday, June 30th, right? It's the process, not necessarily the product. Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think you're right on that one, Sarah.
Yeah, our staff did a couple of test runs on this, and it was just it was really fun.
Yeah,
And what it came out as, it was like, oh, this actually looks pretty good. I don't have any artistic ability myself, or at least I don't think I do. I was like, this actually looks, you know, those look really good.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Was excited to see that. I think that'll be a lot of fun.
I think so too. I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's just a small sampling of our June things that are happening in June. That's pretty busy.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
We're also going to offer a youth volleyball program. And that's going to be for grades 4th through 8th grade. This is really great introduction to the sport. If you have a kiddo that is interested in learning but hasn't found something that's age appropriate for, mm-hmm. for them, mm-hmm. that's going to be on Thursdays in July at the A.J. Smith Rec Center, and we're going to run that 4:30 to 5:30. We're going to really focus on those fundamentals, right? Yeah. Introduce those basic skills. How do you, you know, what are the mechanics for, you know, passing and bumping, serving?
Serving, yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, how do we move through the court?
Yeah.
Scoring as well. So this is, again, is a great introduction for kiddos that would like to learn a little bit more about volleyball. And how we're going to set up each time is that we'll do some drills to reinforce those and introduce those fundamentals, and then we're going to play a modified game each session so that they can put them into practice.
Sure.
And they can use them.
Yeah.
And see how we're doing.
Yeah.
And then we'll work on it next time.
That's right.
Practice,
yeah.
practice, practice.
Exactly.
And so youth volleyball, again, that's open for grades 4th through 8th. It'll be $45 for non-residents, $40 for city residents, and that's a four-week program on Thursdays.
Yeah, okay.
So, man, we have so many more programs scheduled. These are just a small sampling. You know, we're offering a Learn to Play lacrosse program, a youth pickleball clinic.
Oh.
Our adaptive basketball is back for those with special needs that are interested in basketball, and they'll play with their youth peers. We'll focus on skills and then also play some modified games. That's going to be in July.
Nice.
We're going to offer painting and popsicles.
Ooh.
What's a summer without popsicles?
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
And gosh, we're going to partner up with the Tecumseh varsity tennis program to offer a tennis camp. We've got golf coming, chess camp, an adult game night.
Wow.
We're busy this summer.
Yeah.
And those are programs that you can do with us, but we have so many also free programs that we're going to do. We offer, we call them park pop-ups,
uh-huh.
and we'll offer those throughout the summer. They're free. They're at different parks, and we'll be doing different activities. So one afternoon, there'd be dodgeball. One would be leaf rubbings. One of the days we're gonna make bubbles and then play with bubbles.
Nice.
Yeah. So our park pop-ups are free. Some of the other activities do have a cost for them, but stop by the A.J. Smith Rec Center. Come in. Chat with our staff.
Yeah.
See what's going on. Check out our website. Again, that's TecumsehParksAndRec.RecDesk.com. And we'd love to see you this summer, whether you do one of our programs or just come play in our parks. Join us at Music in the Park.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Yeah.
Summer is busy for us, and we've tried to offer a good variety of things, and hope folks find their way up to Tecumseh and come play.
Yeah, absolutely. But you know, the thing is that summer doesn't have to be boring.
Not at all.
And you've got so many great programs and events that are going to be happening through the Tecumseh Parks and Rec that it's going to keep not only the kids busy, but also, you know, if you're looking for something to do during the summertime and saying, you know, I want to do things to keep myself busy as an adult throughout the summer, the Tecumseh Parks and Rec is going to be the place for you to come.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Try to design it that way. But
yep.
As always, stop in, chat with us, give us a call, check out our website, and whether you choose to do one of our programs or not, please come up, visit our parks, spend a day.
Yes.
And we'll hope to see you this summer.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tecumseh's got some wonderful parks.
We really do.
Yeah,
We're very fortunate.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for being on the program and talking about the upcoming summer rec programs that are coming up at the Tecumseh Parks and Rec. You know, at this point in time, you know, start looking into it and start getting your summer schedule and seeing what things are going to be fitting into your schedule and saying, well, I got some downtime and I would like to be able to do this. You mentioned some very interesting things that you're going to be doing this summer too. So
don't wait. Save your spot.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Sarah Gilmore, the director of the Tecumseh Parks and Rec, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.